Thank you for joining us for Wellness Wednesday. It's brought to you by Vitality Unlimited Program Services. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, but as we're talking to our local healthcare professionals, we really want to emphasize that every month, every day of every year is Mental Health Awareness Day. And Marianne McCowan's here with Outreach and Partnership and Development. Vicki LaVersa is our Eastern Nevada Behavioral Health Coordinator. And Vicki, we'll pick up our conversation with you and again talking about self-care, the practices that can best support mental well-being.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of times people struggle with saying they may not have the money to do what they want to do. And understandably, there are some things that are cost prohibitive. But when we get down to just really basic self-care, we can talk about, you know, the favorite bath that we like, you know, with the favorite soaps or our favorite meal. And we can certainly go and purchase something that really starts at really the fundamental level of how do we take care of ourselves physically and being able to do those things. But it can be as simple as getting your nails done and getting your hair done and meeting with friends that you haven't met with or making that phone call to a loved one that can make all the difference in the world. And one of the things with mental health is it really thrives in silence. And so people tend to isolate themselves. And so being able to reach out to a loved one or family member makes all the difference in the world. And so those are the things, really basics, maybe coloring if you like coloring or doing puzzles or something very simple. It doesn't have to be extravagant to really focus on yourself, getting the rest that you need, eating well, taking care of yourself really can come at a basic level and can be really helpful.
And you know, we're hearing, Vicki, this is so encouraging that more young people are choosing to avoid alcohol just in social settings and just in general. I mean, and that's part of well-being and awareness.
Absolutely. We know that alcohol and the substance use really thrived in COVID and isolation and secrecy. And we were all knocked for a loop in regards to that. And now certainly as we are coming out and returning to a thriving community, we're able to, that's wonderful news to hear. I heard a recent statistic that 75% of people recover from substance use. And I thought, wow, how wonderful that is.
We should focus on that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that it's a disease that relapses. It's not the individual. And so I think it's really kind of interesting in moving through that and repositioning how we look at that. And basic self-care really can be so inexpensive or can be really extravagant. We just want you to practice it.
Oh, Vicki, thank you. Vicki LaVersa, and she is with our Vitality Unlimited Program Services, kind of finding the things that spark joy in your life. And if you're the caregiver, the person that's always thinking of others, maybe think of a way to reflect some of that care back on yourself, because that's always a good start as well. So when we come back with Wellness Wednesday today, with our very special guest encouraging us to care for ourselves, we're going to talk more about access to mental health services from right here in our community, whether it's a one-time or you need some ongoing support for you, a loved one, someone you care about, when Wellness Wednesday continues.